Ever do something that you wanted to say sorry for and never got the chance? Or had a stranger do something amazing for you, but you didn't get to say thank you? Well, a new BBC TV show in Britain called The Gift is helping people with incredible stories find some closure. And one of those stories really struck the world's Chris Wolfe.
Patrick Provis was just 20 years old when he was deployed to Northern Ireland as a soldier in the British Army. It was 1987, and the British were in the midst of a bloody guerrilla war with Irish nationalists known as the IRA. Provis was caught in the open by a sudden barrage of mortar fire. He was badly hit.
In all that carnage, oddly enough, it was peaceful. And in the sky, it's a blue sky, it's a beautiful day. I felt at peace. If that was death on its way, then I didn't have an issue.
Then suddenly, out of that blue sky, and in clear breach of army protocol, a helicopter flew in to rescue Provis. It was an incredibly dangerous thing to do.
Because the one thing that the IRA liked to do would be to suck you in and then set off a secondary device. So the potential was there to lose everyone.
Provis is convinced that whoever decided to bring that chopper in saved his life. Despite losing his left arm and most of his right hand, Provis recovered. In fact, he married one of the nurses who assisted in his recovery, and together they have 5 children. But Provis is unable to forget that day. He says he feels stuck and unable to move on.
I'm here. Those guys saved my life, and I'd like to say thank you.
The producers of the BBC show The Gift needed 2 years to find the right man. The British Army kept incredibly detailed records, but they had to remain sealed until 2069, just in case anyone with a grudge should get hold of them. So they were stuck. But then Provis remembered something.
There was a story that somebody on that helicopter had something to do with the Master of Falkland's castle in Scotland.
Now, the Master of Falkland is an aristocratic title, so the producers eventually decided to locate the current holder of that title, and it turns out he was in the British Army at the right time. His name is Lucius Alexander Plantagenet Carey, and he was supposedly now living in California. A Google search for Alex Carey's in California turned up something no one expected.
The 64th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards took place on Sunday night, September 23rd, from the Nokia Theater in Los Angeles, California.
Yes, Alex Carey is in fact the Emmy Award-winning writer and co-executive producer of the hit cable show Homeland.
I was the QRF commander, which means Quick Reaction Force Commander, which was a team that was airborne. And the idea was that we were there to respond. We were like kind of like the fire brigade. We were there to respond if something happened.
Of course, it did.
I remember the contact report coming over the radio. Somebody had been hit by a mortar and thinking, we got to go.
Carey refuses to take any special credit for his actions, saying he was just part of a good team. But it was his call to go in, and he personally had to take care of Provis as they flew to the hospital. That day left Carey with his own emotional scars, so he was keen to be reunited. He flew to London to meet with Provis. The show arranged for them to meet in a pub. And Provis finally got his chance to say thank you.
I got to thank you anyway for coming all the way to here to actually do this when realistically you didn't have to.
Well, I wanted to. I did it. I think I did it as much for me as I did it for you, to be perfectly honest.
The two men talked, shared a beer, and Provis gave Carey some gifts and souvenirs. But Provis says he got much more out of the meeting.
There's a relief there. I do. I feel a relief. Huge sense of relief. And hopefully, I can move on.
For The World, I'm Chris Wolfe.